Call the conference committee back to order, and just so folks realize, I just put an amendment up on the floor having to do with daycare unionization, so we should have time here. Okay. Having voted on the prevailing side, I'm going to recall Article 1. That was a David's motion. And on page 15, members, I'm going to move to strike lines 15.22 to 15.26. That was something that needed to be taken out because you could have a situation where there's negotiations going on and you're having to post during that time. So any questions for members on that? So I'll move to delete on page 15, items 15.22 to 15.26. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails to remove that from Article 1. Senator Ortman moves Article 6, the public finance article. Mr. Michael or Mr. Sylvia? Mr. Sylvia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Article 6 is public finance. Sections 1 through 7 are the same provisions that were primarily in both bills with just a couple of differences that I can highlight. Section 1 expands or modifies the definition of a capital improvement to include public works facilities, fairground buildings, records and data storage facilities. Section 2 makes changes to the reverse referendum authority for CIP bonds, makes the three changes, ties the 5% requirement to the number of voters in the last general election, eliminates the requirement that the Commissioner of Revenue prepare the ballot, and lastly prohibits the county from proposing to issue bonds for a one-year period if the reverse referendum petition is filed and the county chooses not to issue the bonds. Section 3 excludes from the statutory dollar limit on capital improvement bonds interest paid by the federal government. Section 4 eliminates references to specific types of projects that qualify for bond reallocations as public facility bond projects and updates reference to the Internal Revenue Code, so now that any project that qualifies under the federal law qualify for an allocation of this type of tax-exempt bonding.
Fine.
Section 5, 6, and 7 are the same as 2, 3, and 4 relating to cities now. Section 5 makes changes to the reverse referendum for cities. Section 6 excludes from the statutory dollar limit interest paid by the federal government on city capital improvement bonds. Section 7 relates to street construction bonds and modifies the reverse referendum requirements by prohibiting a city from proposing bonds for 1 year if the petition is filed and the election is not held.
Mr. Michael?
Section 8 is the St. Paul Capital Improvement Program provision that was in the House bill, which extends it by 10 years without increasing the dollar limit. The Senate had an increase in the dollar limit. Section 9 is the House provision on Itasca bonding that Itasca County bonding that allows them to refinance the revenue bonds that they use for their nursing home with a general obligation bonds without holding a referendum. This is subject to a reverse referendum. Section 10 is the House provision on the Woodbury expansion and rehabilitation of the Bielenberg sports facilities, our sports center, and this is, as it was in the House bill, subject to a reverse referendum.
Discussion to the Ortman motion. Senator Ortman, you want to renew your motion on Article 6?
I renew my motion, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Ortman. Senator Ortman renews her motion to pass Article 6. Question, Representative Limerick.
Mr. Chair, on page 6, on the Woodbury exemption from referendum, does anyone remember why there would be an exemption from a referendum?
Mr. Michael?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Limmer, the city requested it, and both houses, both the House and the Senate, passed it, I assume on the theory that it was unnecessary to have the voters approve this unless a sufficient number of voters were concerned about it and petitioned to have a vote on it.
Senator Limmer?
Don't we have an existing law that requires a referendum when there's a local option sales tax employed?
Mr. Michael?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Limmer, this does not involve a sales tax, but yes, the whole rationale for this provision in the bill is to grant an exemption from the referendum requirement. The representatives and senator from Woodbury came and requested this so that the city would not have to hold a vote. The House, in response, added this reverse referendum, so if there are enough people in the city that are concerned and petition to have a vote, then there would be a vote. But under, you're correct that under current law, if you want to issue general obligation bonds in most circumstances, those are submitted for a vote unless it's under a capital improvement plan or something of that nature.
Senator Limerick?
Okay, to the Ortman motion, all in favor say aye. Opposed say nay. Motion prevails. I have to go back to Article 1 again. We did amend it, but then I have to remove the article, so I move that we pass Article 1 as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. Item next would be Article 7. If we could have that passed out, please. Thank you, Mr. Sylvia, Mr. Michael.
Yeah, this is the corrective. This is the.
That's right.
Does he notify through this?
This is the.
Senator Ortman?
Mr. Chair, I move Article 7.
Members, please, so we can hear. Senator Ortman moves Article 7. Mr. Sylvia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Article 7 is the homestead market value cleanup, and what this does is changes references throughout the statutes that reference taxable or market value. And what this did is, in response to the homestead market value exclusion, now specifies that all these debt limits or levy limits or ability to levy are now based on estimated market value, and just clarifies that requirement throughout several different areas of statute dealing with debt limits, levy limits, for a variety of different types of limits.
Questions?
Chair, I move adoption of Article 7.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Okay, we are going to take a recess to about 9:30. To about 9:30, or call the chair, and we'll take up Article 8, and then we'll take up the spreadsheet, and then we'll go from there. So we're in recess till at least 9:30. Recess.